beautiful day to you, beloved. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life, and welcome to the first day of the best of your life. I am Astarius Miraculi, and today I am offering some transmissions to activate three specific energy centers, three specific chakras. I want to first send a frequency into the heart chakra, your heart chakra, my heart chakra, and all heart chakras in existence. And this is for the purpose of activating infinite love, all of the love that is, was, or ever will be, every being anywhere and anywhen in a state of loving themselves is also you by extension, me by extension. And we're going to bring about the activation of this frequency within the center of your being. And it's not like we're putting some frequency in there that isn't already there, but rather igniting, you know, a flame that is ready to be lit within you to trigger a cellular remembering of all of the love that is, was, or ever will be, the infinite love that you feel for yourself, even in moments when you seem to be forgetting that. So open your heart big and wide and receive this transmission into your heart center, your heart chakra. We especially send this frequency back to moments of forgetfulness when you may not have been in the awareness of the infinite love that you feel for yourself. For in truth, you can't not love yourself. Awareness can stray so far away from the fact that you infinitely love yourself that it can appear that you don't when you always do. So be in the eternal remembrance of your self-loving. We commemorate all of the exalted moments of self-love in the past, prememorate all of the exalted moments of self-love in the future, and bring it all into the harmonic convergence of the now memoration of this moment. The next transmission is offered to your first eye. Some say third eye, but the deeper name is first eye, first before the two, rather than third after the two. This is to expand the resonance of your divine visioning, so that you would see what is needed, that your prayer might be heeded, that you would see it as though you've already succeeded. So allow yourself to be in the envisioning of any and every wonderful thing that you want to bring about in your life. For this activation is for that purpose. I offer myself as a conduit for the entire frequency of God, Goddess Absolute, even unto every angel and ascended master to move through me in this activation. Welcome to the expansion of your first eye.
Ooh.
And now sending a resonance of energy and frequency to your second chakra, your second energy center, relating to sexuality and relating to the force of creation. You know, many have disassociated themselves from the sexual energy, which is vital life energy. This transmission is to create some fiery alloyment, for you must be aligned, that fiery sexual alloyment, which is also in alignment with creativity, for it was the power of the cosmogasm that gave birth to the universe, and it is the power of the orgasm that gives birth to things on the individual level, not just babies, but also children, that is, of our intentions, what is sometimes called a magical child in sex magic. So this is to facilitate the awakening of a greater measure of the creative expression within you, that you would be the powerful creator that you were meant to be, as well as find the divine alignment with your sexual energy, the erotic innocence, and be at peace with that part of you, facilitating greater vitality within the totality of your being. Receive this sacred transmission to the second chakra, the second energy center. To seal all of this, just a little bit of the frequency of the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Blessed be the sacredness of life. All that is divine and all that is beautiful. I am here to remind you of the amazing beauty of your being, for you are so beautiful. And the ascension wisdom that I am here to drop upon you is this subject: is life happy to see you? You know what it's like when you see somebody that you really love and really honor, and you feel so much joy and you feel so much happiness to see them. Well, so it is with life. The way that you show up in your existence determines how life responds to you. Either life is happy to see you, or life wants to turn and go in the other direction. Much like when someone sees someone that they don't want to engage with at all. They go in the other direction, don't even want to be seen by that person, even duck and hide. And so it is with life. When you're not showing up with the full resonance of that exalted blessedness that you are, then life is not so happy to see you. Because life is supreme consciousness. And life is very hungry to experience expansion in a good way. The expansion of the universe, the expansion of life, is at the mercy of you completely showing up, at the mercy of you being all that you can be. And so it's time for you to show up in the way that you live in such a way that life is absolutely turned on when it becomes, or when it comes, face to face with you. Is life happy to see you? When you are in that place where life is happy to see you, it's in response to you finding goodness in everything that you look at. The good, the bad, the ugly. Even the most negative things in life, you can find some goodness in. It is wise not to despise it. Use the dung to fertilize it for life. Life's greatest connoisseur gets the best crops from the best manure. I say it is wise not to despise it. Use the dung to fertilize it for life's greatest connoisseur gets the best crops from the best manure. This is the wisdom of the soil. The soil never got pissed off when this waste was dumped upon it. You know, fertilizer, a.k.a. glorified shit. And yet, the soil did not give a rebuttal. The soil did not say, oh man, you dumped on me. But the soil went into the wisdom of the alchemy and yielded a richer crop, not in spite of that waste, but because of that waste. And you're meant to yield a richer crop of your life experience because of anything that you experience, even the most difficult things. You are meant to be empowered by everything. You know, life is happy to see you when you love yourself. Life is happy to see you when you learn to follow the example of the angels and you lighten up. Angels fly because they take themselves so lightly. Life is happy to see you when you are able to be as a little child, when you're able to be in your playfulness, in your laughter, in your sense of innocence, in your power of believing that anything is accessible to you. Children do not believe that there is anything out of their reach. Ask them what they want to be when they grow up. They say any and everything and mean it from their core until they are discouraged by adults. What's the favorite mantra of the very little toddler? Mine! You know, whatever they see that they want, they say, mine! They believe that everything is meant to be accessible to them. So I want to share with you a selection from my book, Miraculous Song of Ascension. And this particular poem is the major motion picture of everyday reality. Did you know that your mind is a stage, that your thoughts are actors who act upon this stage and determine your future, your outward destiny, preparing a major motion picture of everyday reality. Now, who is the director? Is it your God self? Or are the scenes prepared by that lower negative self? This negative self is a tyrant, a maker of X-rated confusion. Let God in you prepare your scenes and avoid the wrath of illusion. If your thoughts of positiveness become limited and laxed, tell them, cut, let's do it again, for you can do better than that. Negative thoughts may enter your stage. They too come to audition, but you don't have to use them. No, don't you dare give them the position. For negative thoughts are very poor talent, and this is a known factor, so don't you make the foolish mistake of hiring any old actor. When negative thoughts come to audition and await their final score, send them away from the theater of mine to the Broadway of never no more. Use only the best thought actors on the stage of your mentality, and you will star in a beautiful future for the major motion picture of everyday reality. So the thoughts that move through your mind are always auditioning for something that's going to unfold in your life in the future. What are you auditioning for? What are the thoughts in your mind auditioning for? Are they auditioning for something beautiful, something fruitful, something divine, something that is an exemplification of your glorification? Pay attention to the way that you think, for all thoughts are the predecessors of any and all manifestations. Thought is the invisible substance of all of the things that eventually come into crystallization. The way you think is leaning in the direction of that which is going to become reality for you. So see what is needed that your prayer might be heeded. See it as though you've already succeeded. And live your life in such a way that you turn life on, that life is so thrilled to see you, that you're so powerful and wonderful and juicy that when life sees you coming, life gets wet. Because you're meant to turn life on in that way. You're meant to turn the entire universe on in that way. So reflect upon these principles, beloved, and know that I love you, I champion you, I see the best within you, even when you're in moments of forgetfulness, because we are in this together. We do, in fact, come together to reveal one another to each other. And all is divine in the kingdom of our connection. And it's time for us to own the whole of who we are. If you identify your selfhood as the exclusiveness of who you are as an individual, that's only a small fraction of your being. In such case, you are renting with option to buy, renting with option to own. Not owning the totality of who you are, because it takes the all-inclusiveness of the entire universe to make up who you are, who I am. You are your own version of the universe. I am my own version of the universe. And it's time to own the universe that we are. I am Astarius Miraculi. I love you so much. I love you with the passion of heaven. I love who you are, who you really are. And I offer some wonderful services. I am a psychic astrologer, and I do sound healing with didgeridoo and vocal harmonics and Reiki. So a lot of wonderful things are available to you. I have 17 CDs and a couple of books. So be sure and go to my website. You can follow the link, you know, that is actually on this video. Go to my website and experience that. Also, there is a link for below this video for a wonderful retreat that I'm participating in here in Atlanta, Georgia. An amazing experience. It's called The Art of Sacred Sexuality Retreat. And I am a presenter there among 11 other amazing presenters. We're going to do some phenomenal work. I will be offering a couple of workshops on relationship, ascension, and sexuality, as well as conducting a ascension wedding ceremony, a marriage to self ceremony, so that everyone can become more deeply merged with the reality of selfhood to create more fulfilling relationships. So you can follow that link for the Sacred Sexuality Retreat that is below the video, and go to that website and you can find out all of the information that you want there. It's going to be an amazing experience. If you dare to engage in your divine expansion, then it is a place that you absolutely want to be. And I would be delighted to see you. Aho, ashe, amen, namaste, hotep, in lakesh, alak in, shalom, satnam, hari om. I love you.